can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Talk about changing the world. We've been changing the world for 200 episodes. This is our 200th episode, and I am so glad we're all here and that our guest is here to celebrate with us on our 200th episode here on BBS Radio with this show, Life Changes with Filippo. And, you know, when I actually first came up with this concept about 5 years ago for the title of this show, and then we've been doing the show now for a few years, but about 5 years ago when I said Life Changes with Filippo, I don't know why. I remember when it came to me, and I remember the circumstances as to what I was thinking. But as to really what Life Changes meant to me, I didn't have a full grasp of what that was. But I knew that it was something. And when I started sharing it with my friends and my coworkers and in the other job that I was doing before this, I was met with a lot of resistance. I was met with life changes. Really, people don't want to talk about life changes. People don't even want to think about it. I can't believe you're thinking of naming a show Life Changes. And so I kept persisting, saying, no, it's Life Changes with Filippo. And I don't know why. It was just like, that's what I'm feeling. And others were saying, it sounds like the change of life, you know, and it's like, no, nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody. And people are resisting change. People don't want to change. They do. And that was the conversation I was having with almost everybody I was talking to at the time. Very few people, if any, said, wow, life changes. Yeah, it's about time we think about and talk about life changes. And here we are, 5 years after that episode, and now 200 shows into Life Changes with Filippo, we're seeing life changes everywhere. People not only are flocking to our show, thankfully, but they're talking about it. It's on television, and the piece de resistance just this week, a rapper releases his album, and the album is entitled simply Life Changes. You know, we were on to something, and we're still on to something. And actually, I'm not going to mention who the rapper is. We're actually in contact with him to see if we can get him on the show to talk about what that means to him. Because ironically, or maybe not so ironically, right in line, actually, I should say, he talks about some of the changes that have happened in his life, on his way to his whole 19 years of living, by the way. But here he is, 19 years old, and he's saying, and a rapper, whatever that means, he's saying that life changes is important, and that you got to do it, and this is what he's been through, and we got to go through this shit, or whatever, how he puts it, and here we are. So happy 200th anniversary, Mark.
And we
we've certainly been through some changes to get here.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, actually, it wouldn't be appropriate to talk about this without a shout-out and a thank you to our producer, Dorothy, who I said to her this afternoon, Dorothy, thank you, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have gotten to our first show, much less past our first show.
Indeed. Thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you, Dorothy. And to think how many people we've talked to about the changes that they've gone through and what they've done and what we've done. And it's amazing.
Well, even at the halfway point, we had a show that was a snapshot of some of the changes to that point. And we're completely different.
Yeah.
Show today, and will be a different show tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, because it is. That's what this is about. It's the one constant, we like to say, that life changes. And, you know, the difference with us and other shows is that we are watching ourselves intently. We are watching each other intently and sharing our experience and evaluating it and observing it and enjoying it and doing that with our guests. And then now watching our guests, now that we've had a history, watching how they've evolved and how their lives have changed, not only in what they were doing before the show, but since they've been on the show.
Yes, true.
As a result of the show.
It's true.
And really some amazing stories.
It's true. And actually, thank you for mentioning that. And that means a lot to me and I know to us. So that's very powerful. So and tonight is no different. To help celebrate our 200th anniversary here, we've got Stuart Davis on the show. And I can't think of a better guest because for tonight's show especially, and especially for Life Changes, because this guy has been through so much in order to get to where he is. And he, like the rapper, from the rock and roll perspective and from the comedy perspective, is bringing people to consciousness through comedy, through humor, and through him being who he is and being the most of who he is. And he goes out there. We'll talk about just how out there he goes and have fun with it when we come back after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
It is Filippo, and I'm laughing because it's so funny. I'm looking at the picture that I posted of Stuart Davis, our guest tonight, on our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. And of all the pictures that we could have chosen of him, I chose this one because it made me laugh and it says so much about him. And he's in prayer mode with his hands together, like in prayer mode. And he's got this monk wrap on him. and then no shirt on and this monk wrap on him, and then he's got these sunglasses on. And just as the show's about to start, Mark puts on his pair of sunglasses, and I think that's just awesome. That's perfect. If we were on TV right now, I'd need mine, and we'd all look like Stuart Davis. Let me tell you a little bit more about him, if that doesn't say enough already. Stuart Davis is a writer, he's a director, he's an actor, a comedian, and a songwriter. Naturally, Stu's debut television series, Sex, God, Rock and Roll, allows him to play in myriad ways, but his day job has always been rock and roll. Having performed thousands of shows and released 14 albums, Davis is a pillar of the showbiz carnival. But in the past few years, he's been branching out into other forms of fun, combining original songs, comedy sketches, and monologue. Stu's TV show is a mosaic of mediums that suits his multifaceted passion. And I love this quote so much, though, that I had it posted on our website. Here's from the Irish Times in Dublin, Ireland. Razor-sharp improv, lurking amid the minutiae of his observations on life and the universe, are some startling insights. I think he knows what he's doing. Davis pulls off the most elusive of party tricks. Even the gods were grinning. Well, we're grinning right now. Stuart, thank you for being on the show with us.
Thank you so much for having me. 200 in a row.
200, yes.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. And you know how hard that is to make that happen. So it's fun.
Two shows is hard. I mean, let's face it, two shows can be a doozy. So 200, I think, is absolutely remarkable. You should, light a bonfire down at the beach tonight, strip naked, get a little pagan party on. Come on, toss some torches.
All right, let me write that down so I know exactly how to do it and in what order. Stuart,
but don't start without me.
I wrote up on Facebook, I said, jokingly, of course, tongue-in-cheek, I said, I'm nervous because Stuart Davis is on our show today, and you can expect anything from Stuart. And you know, the absolute truth is that I always have notes with me, and I literally am doing this whole show without notes because... because it's you. So how did you get to be you?
It began with some copulation from my mother and father. Okay. in a cornfield in Iowa, where most of the magic of life begins.
Does your mother know you tell this story? Okay, with the show like Sex, God, and Rock and Roll, what's the first thing you're going to start with? Of course, the sex. So, all right, so we got through that part, and then what happened? You found God, and then rock
well,
and roll?
Well, that's an interesting sequence because, I mean, you could probably trace back, you know, in my tradition of Buddhism, there is the subtle body, the causal body, and the gross body. And so there's definitely a way of thinking about identity that's very flexible. And so you could think, how did my physical body come into being? You know, I'm half joking, but of course it's true. It's like it's through procreation. And then you have the subtle body, which is a more mysterious emergence in the cosmos. And I think that goes back to before the physical incarnation occurs. And, you know, depending upon your belief system, you could say that is the essential self that transmigrates through lifetimes. And then you have the causal body, which is right there at the tipping point back into Godhead and the unmade and the unborn. So I think that it's a very fascinating question. How do you become who you are, especially when, as you were mentioning in your intro, you know, the constant is change. Our nature is to have our natures evolve and transform and sometimes regress and spiral down. And it's a very messy affair. And the self is probably the most slippery thing I'm aware of in the cosmos. So I have less of an idea of how I became who I am, you know, than I did 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I think the mystery and enigma of it increases for me as I live longer.
Good answer. And actually, I mean, you said so much in the answer. And this is interesting because I was sharing with friends and colleagues when I was looking forward to this show. I mean, this guy gets it. I mean, he just gets it that there's just so much more than what's going on. And as I listen to your humor and listen to your songs or watch you on video, it's like these little subtle things that you throw in there. And people, some people don't know. They just think, oh, that's really funny. But they walk away remembering some of this stuff and thinking about it later, right?
I hope, you know,
you hope.
One of the things about performing, and whether you're in front of a live audience or the event is recorded, etc., you don't get usually the benefit of knowing what the nature of that person's relationship was with the joke or the song or the TV episode or whatever it is. So I do like to perform live in front of people because there is an immediate feedback loop that's right. That's very dynamic and gives you a very strong reading. But, you know, that's tricky too, because the other thing that settles in for me the longer that I work as an artist is that having an agenda of hoping to transmit something that's didactic, or that, you know, even having any kind of agenda, like I know this thing and I'm going to give it to you. Mm. That is definitely, I've lost my interest in that as time has gone on. And I'm more interested usually in what kind of surprise could happen between us, you know, what, because the audience is just full of very mysterious, very deep, you know, people I've never met before. So it's like there's all of these, you know, this teeming atmosphere of adventure waiting to be had. And so the more that I perform, the more that I'm eager to dive into that and to find out what that's about. And so what I do know is that I leave performances and I leave audiences very often feeling that they have really changed me. I mean, this last year alone, I feel like I was healed very, very much by audiences. My dad passed away about a year ago, and this tour and being with the people on this tour has really gone a long way towards being a catharsis for me. So I don't know what happens for them, but for me, it's very powerful and it's a big gift.
Wow, it works both ways, and it just goes to show that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and we're glad you're doing it, actually. We're talking to Stuart Davis here on Life Changes with Filippo. To learn more about him, go to Stuart, and that's spelled S-T-U-A-R-T Davis, D-A-V-I-S.com, StuartDavis.com. We're going to be talking more live with him right when we come back in just a couple minutes here on Life Changes.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, it sure is Life Changes, and here we are on our 200th anniversary, and we're talking to Stuart Davis here live, who's a writer, director, actor, comedian, songwriter. And, you know, I just was thinking to myself, I've got to go see where he's performing next, because, Stuart, I haven't had the pleasure of seeing you live or meeting you. So I thought, okay, so let's see if he's performing anywhere near where I live. And Of course he is, but he's also performing all over. You are so busy. This is awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. I'm actually about, I think, 75 shows into about 110 show tour in North America before I go to Europe for a year. And I love it. I mean, I'm completely, it's been an incredible tour. I've gone to pretty much every big and medium-sized city, most of them in North America. And I think by the time we're done, it will pretty much have covered everything. And it's just been an unbelievable blast. I mean, this is a very fascinating country. And I've have been having a lot of the experience of going from one extreme in one corner to the other. The routing's been kind of nuts. So I'll be in Boston one day and then like over in Seattle or Portland the next. And then like, you know, in the middle of Iowa and then somewhere down south like New Orleans. And it's just been all over the map. And I have loved the disorienting, you know, that kind of jarring effect of popping from one city to the other and
really
marveling that this whole thing is a tapestry that's held together somehow. I mean, it feels like 10 different countries sometimes, but it's all one. And well, it's a lot of fun.
Well, I want to let people know that, first of all, you're performing this weekend, actually, at GATE, for those who don't know what that is, Global Alliance for Transformational Entertainment, which is what you're all about. And you'll be performing there and presenting there with John Ratz and Eckhart Tolle, Jim Carrey, Olivia Newton-John. I mean, the list goes on. James Van Praagh, you know, very cool. And then just to give people an idea, he'll be in Columbia, South Carolina on the 7th, and Nashville, Tennessee, then New Orleans, Albuquerque, Park City, San Francisco, Minneapolis. I mean, wow. Okay. So good for you and good for everybody. So you'll be changing lives all over. They'll be changing yours. And so here you are. You're doing what you do. And you're living this moment to the best you know how. And one of the things that you do is in this moment, you go out there. It's kind of like when I watched you, because I haven't had the pleasure of watching you in person, but when I watched you on video, it's like as far out as you could take your body and mind and the, you know, the audience experience, you go and come back and then go and come back. It's like you're this big rubber band or something. It's like... like you're doing it all.
That's, I mean, I appreciate that description very much. I think I hope that that's true. And I think the reason it is, if it is because I equate or blend in my interpretation of art, I blend it with shamanism, and I see it as a very shamanistic practice. And you know, I conceive of art and the practice and expression of it as this unbroken line that goes back to, you know, the very first moment of creativity, the very first moment that there was a human impulse to bring rise to something that didn't exist before. And that to me is particularly interesting because that predates religion, that predates language, that predates most of the systems and ways of interface that we take for granted as the bedrock of our social systems and intersubjective lives. And in reality, I'm very relieved to hold on to that tether and feel it go all the way back. And that's, I think, why I like to feel very far out places. I do like to rubber band into really dark stuff, sexual stuff, edgy stuff, but I also love equally in proportionate measure to shoot into the light and feel how the circumference of that sphere of what's available to us each individually and socially and collectively. There's so much available to us in any given moment, and it's just an amazing joy to get to test any of that. So I feel really lucky to be an artist because that's one of the few places where that's expected and celebrated and cultivated rather than, you know, disallowed and forbidden. So I would love to do more of that. I mean, I'm trying to study that continually, and I would like to go twice as far in every direction before I leave this body.
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny because what came to mind was watching you. It was acting classes when I would have instructors say to me, you know, Filippo, reach, go further, you know, try something out there. And they never demonstrated to me what that would look like. And while I was watching you on video at one point, I thought, that's what that looks like. I never had the role model. And so I could see you teaching that. I could see you doing workshops, helping people who live very closed lives to not be afraid to go out there, because you can come back and still be you, but experience out there.
That's very true. That's a very interesting thing. I also, to bring it back to the audience, for me, the reason that I have felt supported and encouraged to have this as a practice, spiritually and artistically, is the audience has created over and over. I mean, at this point, it's well over 1,000 shows that I've done in my career. And I have this emotional experience with audiences of becoming vulnerable with them and exposing myself, and figuratively and literally sometimes, you know, but really, truly exposing my soul and the wounds and the secrets. And I have felt them over and over. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of times. They catch me every time. You almost will never, ever find an audience. I mean, there are some exceptions in stand-up comedy, but in general, every audience in the world wants to catch you and wants to support you and wants to see this happen. And it's exhilarating for me to be able to do it. And I think that it's enjoyable and useful somehow in different ways, depending on the night, for the audience to feel it happen. I mean, we're all really feeling it happen together. And in a strange way, they kind of lead that process. So without that, I think it does remind me of acting class as well. I've never taken that, but I know the principle involved in how, you know, these available facets are slowly, you know, these capacities are trained in us. And I feel like I've been trained by audiences in that sense.
Wow, that's interesting. Trained by audiences. Well, you've certainly, it sound like you've grown from being in front of the audience. But I'm sure the audience has grown along with you. So no wonder you have such a following of people that just like love what you do. And speaking of what you do, I mean, to me, you're a funny man. And so, you know, and then to others, you're this rock and roll singer. And obviously you're both. And that's kind of the rubber band thing, right? So let's talk about your singing for a little bit. Actually, why don't we do this? Let's set up this song and have you talk about it. And then we'll play a little bit of it. We'll go to commercial, come back and talk more about your singing.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So I've been humming a Beautiful Place ever since I heard it. So if you don't mind, that's the one I'd like to share a little bit with the audience. If you could set it up for us, that would be great.
Yes, definitely. I'm glad that that is one you're playing. It's from the new record, Music for Mortals. And this song was a part of, you know, basically this whole record was about impermanence and was about the fact that we all die, and taking that sense of mortality and developing an intimacy with our impermanence. And then from there, trying to really find what is miraculous about that and what is full of light and transformation. And this song to me feels emotionally like moving my fingers into the mud and the soil and the dark stuff that I was afraid of. And like, once I get my wrist deep down in there, it's like pulling up jewels from underneath the world and finding all of these shimmering, shining facets to death, and that it doesn't have to be this heavy, morbid thing. So this song was written as kind of a human encounter with that part of my humanity while my dad was in the process of passing away. And it was kind of from listening to his body and his experience that this came out.
And appropriately called A Beautiful Place. So here we're going to get a beautiful taste of Stuart Davis singing from his new album, A Beautiful Place.
listened to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, it is. It is, Filippo. And it is, again, our 200th anniversary show, and we are with Stuart Davis. And what you heard just before we broke for commercial was Stuart Davis's song, A Beautiful Place, from Music for Mortals, his new album that has come out. You could learn more about it at his website, or you can go directly to iTunes and put in Stuart Davis or put in Music for Mortals or that song even directly if you wanted to. But check out the whole album on iTunes, Music for Mortals. And his website, again, is stuartdavis.com, just as it sounds. And Stuart is S-T-U-A-R-T, davis.com. And with that, Stuart, a lot of people know you as a comedian or a TV personality or a live performer or a singer. A rock singer, and here you are doing this kind of music. Can you talk to us a little bit about the involvement of music for you?
Yeah, it's funny because music has really been my day job since I was, I guess I started writing songs when I was maybe 13 years old, and I dropped out of college, not actually expecting to make a living as a musician, but I dropped out thinking I would go back. I was a music major studying composition and classical guitar. And I ended up getting work in Minneapolis, where I was living at the time, which is my hometown originally. And I just thought, well, I'll do this until I can't do it anymore, and then I'll go back to college. And that was, you know, I'm 42 years old. That was when I was 20 years old, I guess, when that happened. And so 22 years later, that's still my position. I will go back to college whenever I can no longer make a living as a musician. Go back and get that orchestral composition degree that I know will be the big bucks.
May you never have to go.
Yeah,
to
and
college.
Since then it's been, I was playing Minneapolis, and then that expanded to Minnesota, and then eventually that became the Midwest of Iowa and Wisconsin and the Dakotas and Illinois, and just gradually year by year, 5 years into it, then I was touring nationally. And it just was a very organic, gradual thing. I put out a record a year for the first 15 years, and then I realized that I didn't have to, though there was not actually an imperative from the universe that needed
it. It's not a requirement.
Yes, I had a real kind of like, could not control. It was interesting because actually a friend of mine, Ken Wilber, who's been a long time associated in a bunch of different stuff I do, is a very good buddy. And he was the guy who actually sat me down at one point and he said, listen, you have got to stop putting out all these records and just focus on making one of them a hit. Which it really, honestly, it was so obvious once I heard it, but no one had ever said that to me before. And I reflected on it for a long time and I thought, that's really true, because I just have a very addictive relationship to this constant stream of output. And I probably the work would benefit if I took more time with it and just sat, and I don't have to release every song that I write. I don't have to release a record every year. So after that point, I began to take more time in how long I would write and, how long it would take recording them, much more pre-production, much more, not really experimentation, but starting around 2001 or 2002, we began to record songs in multiple ways. So we would take one song and maybe do three or four different versions of it over the course of months and look at it like a building that you could walk around and say, oh, I don't like that wall, or what if it, had a different portico, or just all kinds of stuff like that. And we changed the way we made the records. And since then, it's been longer. I think it was 3 years between my last album and this one that just came out.
Wow. Well, may this one be the hit then.
Cross our fingers. I mean, it's kind of figuratively the hit, because I also am aware that what I do is not really, it's never jived with the straight right angle conventional systems of the music business. And so it's kind of hit or miss, and whether or not those tumblers ever fall into place it's not really something we're thinking about too much when we're in there making them. But I mean, what is a hit anymore anyway? It's all become so...
I was just about to say, things are changing, so...
Yeah,
just...
exactly.
Allow it to be what it is, and may it be the best it can.
I just feel very lucky. I've been able to make the music that I've been so fortunate to be able to record the songs and get to experiment and do them the way that we wanted to, and to have the support and freedom to do that, because I think it's very, very rare, and it's actually become more difficult for artists in some ways. I mean, the old system was cruddy, but the new system is also very indeterminate. And so you see a lot of paranoid, panicking. And so I hope that the changes that are coming, in the spirit of your show, I would love to see a return to a kind of more artistically focused cultural center. And mm-hmm. I think that'll happen. I mean, I think it's a pendulum thing mm-hmm. that swings from time to time.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it.
So, Stuart, I'm going to step in. I want to ask you a quick question, because of all the 200 guests that we've had on, I think I personally resonate with who you are the most.
Yeah, in fact, he's been wearing his sunglasses the whole show.
Woohoo!
Seriously.
and I think it could benefit our listeners who are like you and I, in that, where I'm drawing a similarity is what you said at the outset, and certainly it's captured in all that you do. But having explored the dark myself, as well as having explored the light, and finding beauty in contrast and living contrast and pushing the envelope and stumbling and learning from those stumbles and succeeding and learning from that. As difficult as it is to just be, which is more about what this show is becoming about every day. I think there's certainly less simplicity in just being when you have so many facets to who you are in that being. And you and I have those facets. And for those, you know, how would you share your ability to find the peace that you have in being from all those different, or being in all those different places and being all of those facets and owning the creativity that comes from that?
Very funny thing happened, which is right on this just be thing, which is now I would say it's more like just be explosive, and that I hadn't anticipated an increase in my passion. And I think what my spiritual practice and art and meditation in combination, functioning like an integrated engine, it actually has increased everything simultaneously. So I do feel there's more peace and there is more stillness, and there's simultaneously more passion. My mind works differently than it did 15 years ago. I can be contented and absorbed fully in one thing, as I always have been. So if I'm painting a picture or writing a song, then that's it. But in the course of a day or a week, I find myself just radically in love and fascinated with everything from cosmology to linguistics to human relationships to the way my daughters laugh and what makes them laugh. Anything you could think of, I have a different emotional spiritual response to it than I did 20 years ago. I think back in my early 20s, I was just hoping that somehow I was going to escape my own human experience. And I had a very sophisticated way of rationalizing that through spiritual practice. And spiritual practice pulled a decoy move on me. And instead of giving me that, just gave me more of everything. And gradually, I have fallen in love with that in a way that now I'm really, really grateful. But I was terrified of it in my 20s. I was much more afraid of and apprehensive of the intensity of all of that. And now I know I'm going to be dead in no time. And I don't know if that's going to be a minute or 50 years from now, but I know that it will be just a moment and all of this will be gone. And so I feel that every day that I get to be alive, I want to embody and express and celebrate and cultivate as much of that as possible, because it's so brief. And so that's why I feel like just be explosive, and that there's really nothing to risk anyway, because we're all in the same condition. We're mortals, and there's impermanence at every turn. And so if you can surf with it and play with it and find the humor and magic, because there's a ton of humor in that. It's very, very funny, but it's not funny in a way that we would always, for me at least, would have anticipated. And, you know, I have to learn it over every day too. I definitely still have a dozen or multiple dozens of moments every day where I'm tempted or seduced to go back into a smaller regression or to implode or to protect myself and insulate. And I go through cycles of all that as well. But I'm just glad you asked that question. And I think that that's one of the big opportunities that there is for us right now in this time, in this day and age, which is kind of, first of all, an access to all of the world's cultures. You know, if you were born 300 years ago, you probably wandered around in your village and you didn't encounter intimately the sum total available library of Earth and all of its cultures and languages and artistic traditions and anything you can think of. I think that alone makes me just gaga with joy. I mean, that's amazing. I can't believe I get to have that available. So, yeah, I could talk for a long time about that, but that's my short version.
Well, I'm glad Mark asked that so that you could share that, because it sounds like the epitome of who you are and how you got there, at least in a nutshell. Not that one can put Stuart Davis in a nutshell or define you in any way, of course not. But I know one thing for sure is that it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much. I really do feel grateful. I love the show. And, you know, I want to say happy 200. That is so awesome. Congratulations. That's huge.
Thank you so much. Could you tell us a little bit what you're going to talk about this weekend at Gate?
I think if I remember correctly, I'm performing music, and so I don't remember if I'm supposed to speak or not. If I do speak, I can't remember, because they did ask me to do both, and I can't recall if I'm doing music or music and speaking. If I do music, I'll do, I don't know what I'll do usually until I get there, but if I speak, it would be some piece of comedy or, a monologue from the show or something like that about spirituality, which that would be interesting because, sometimes the hardest sell for spiritual comedy is spiritual audiences, but it just depends. And you never know. That's a big room too. I mean, that's the Sabin Theater. I think I was there last year. That's kind of a big theater. So it'll be fun. And John, as you know, have you guys had John on the show?
No, not yet. Actually, we've connected and he wants to be on. So we're working on getting him on soon after Gate because he's busy right now.
Yeah, he is really busy. But another great guy. You're going to connect and have a soul connection there as well. He's on our team. He's a big, big soul doing great stuff.
Yeah, you know what? I feel him and I feel you, and I can't wait to see you in person and give you a big hug.
Likewise. I love the hugs. I'm all about the hugs.
You're all about the hugs and the hyphens, by the way. Writer, director, songwriter, producer. You go. You just go. And more power to you. So, Stuart Davis, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right. We'll connect soon. And we'll be right back after this short break with our producer's rep and Mark Lejour.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We're back. This is Filippo here on Life Changes with Filippo on our 200th show, and this is our producer's wrap. We haven't had quite that many producer's wraps, Mark, but we're inching up there, too.
Yeah, that's true. I think we started the producer's wrap about halfway through.
Yeah, maybe a little after, yeah, but so. But still.
But this is probably one of our better shows, I would have to say. Stuart is
a lot of fun.
Character.
Yeah. Well, we knew he would be. We knew he would be. We knew we'd have a lot of fun, and I know that he was excited about being on the show. And yeah, I just wish I had my sunglasses.
Yeah, well, we'll do that on our 300th show
When it's on television, and people get to enjoy us with our sunglasses.
Indeed. But so much, so much came through this show. Stuart is such a broad force of creativity and reality, all blended into one pack.
Creativity and reality. I like that. You know, the question you asked him was a great question because he really got to talk about, and I was focusing on it too. It's like, that's why I said the rubber band man, because he's like, at first he's out there and then he's out there. And it kind of feels like, he mentioned the dark and the light, but it kind of feels like some of the things that one would do that would normally be considered dark doesn't have to be dark. It's just another aspect of oneself. I mean, unless somebody's out there killing people, that's different.
Well, judgment of dark in life is, you know, part of it is a mental, you know, a mental judgment based on, you know, belief system. There really, you know, is, you know, no right or wrong or no dark or light per se. It's the way we see it, but it's all aspects. It's variation of one, you know, spectrum of being.
Yeah. So there it is. You know, people do kill people, but maybe if they weren't taught that some of the ways of being they are bad or dark or whatever, then maybe they wouldn't feel the need to go do stuff like that.
Well, you know, this is the point. This is why I asked the question, because I mean, you take it to that extreme and that certainly opens up a whole different, thought process
yeah, I mean, I don't want to take it there,
but even just the idea of living or experiencing, you know, aspects of dark and light. I mean, there are people that choose to live in a very narrow window of, because of fear. Oh, I can't go here. I couldn't do that. I could never try this.
That's not me, or that's not us.
Or, I have to wear this and only this, or I have to stand there, or I have to sing only these songs or listen to only that, or I could never do. All of those limits and how much life is being missed, how much experience is being missed out on. And you know, in my mind, I've always lived with the what if there isn't a hell? What if we are here to experience life? What if this body is a tool for existence to learn and to love contrast? And what if it's all okay? You know what? I'd rather, and that feels right to me, to be able to experience and live this life to the fullest, and learn to love the downside or the mirror aspects of that existence.
And the upside is, I got an idea. Imagine there's no heaven.
It's easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Yeah, you know, there are some people on this planet that have walked this planet that got it.
Like maybe John Lennon at one point. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that he always had it, but it sounds like he had some.
Yeah, he said he figured it out, I believe.
And you know, and that was the fun of talking to somebody like Stuart, because if you watch his humor, again, I refer to his humor, maybe why? Maybe because I'm a singer and I like his music. I mean, it's not that, but the humor surprised me. How do I say it? You know, it's just like it caught me off guard, because he can do things in his humor. Well, that's
part of what we were talking about, right? Because he's more than just a singer. There's various elements to him, and that's part of the color. And you know what? Everybody possesses a little bit of that.
Yeah,
exactly. They don't know how. This is why I asked the question.
Exactly.
They don't know how to bring out those multiple colors. I'm either this, or I'm a that, or I'm a carpenter, or I'm a plumber. I mean, God forbid, everybody, you know, does all of the things that they're able to, or even, you know, experiments with all the things that they're able to.
Yeah. And I, you know, and I take that back.
Although I do think you're a funny singer.
Thank you. I think, but I was just about to say that about Stuart, because some of his songs surprised me too, because some of them made me laugh. Some of them made me think, and kind of like the one that we played today, just really thought provoking and to know the backstory. And why are you cracking up? I'm saying something serious.
Because I know
here.
I'm going to pay for that one later. But it was worth it.
I already forgot.
And it is serious, and you're absolutely right. And that's what makes his way of bringing what he has come to know forward so powerful, is that he serves it up from various perspectives, various ways. You know, it can be funny, and he can be very serious, and he can be very real and raw. And it's been an honor to have him on the show and for us to be able to share in his knowledge and his being.
Yeah, and it's been an honor to do 200 of these and to have 200 people on this show, and actually more than 200 people, because we've done special editions where we've just done on video. actually, as well. So, but at least with BBS Radio here, this is our 200th show, and it's been an honor to be, like Mark said, raw and open and sharing and putting ourselves out there and our life changes to help you all and yours. So with that, a special thank you again to Dorothy Donahue, our producer, and to all of you who have been with us all this time or some of this time, and to BBS Radio. We thank you, and we look forward to many, many more. I am Filippo Voltaggio here on Life Changes with Filippo, reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.